This is the Psychic Artist Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Rossiter. I'm an artist, writer, and psychic medium living in Hawaii. This show is about people who are intuitive and creative, and what the process of integrating that awareness looks and feels like, and how we can access and develop that place inside of us all that is supremely psychic. In this episode, I share a channeled message about your inner voice and confidence to share your gifts and how listening can really support us in getting clarity and sharing our true purpose with the world. So I hope you enjoy. So I'd like to share a message about having the confidence to share your gift. So we have each many gifts, but I've just been contemplating how many of us are, okay, let me just start again. Calling on my angels and spirit guides, please share with me what is the line for our highest good with this message about confidence and sharing our gifts. I will call on specific Archangel Michael, Haniel, Zachiel, Azrael, Metatron, Uriel, Jophiel, Shamuel, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Aquariel, Seraphiel, Kuan Yin, Joan of Arc, and Saint Germain. Please make this a safe space, increase clairvoyance and psychic ability, and may whatever comes through be for the highest good of all. I share with you this message from the angels and spirit guides as a channeled message as opposed to my thoughts and contemplations, because I feel it will be a higher vibration without judgment towards myself of what I might have said otherwise. But I'm really interested in elevating our awareness, and I'd like to share with you something that I don't actually know. I am a channel, a conduit for high vibration, high frequency information. And so I think that is my great gift, and I have developed confidence around sharing it, even though I never know what's going to come through. So in this way, by doing the invocation and beginning this message with that intention to be a channel of higher knowledge, I show you what I mean. This knowledge is a part of all of us, but we have many filters and experiences, karma, energetic baggage that gets in the way often. And so if we can clear the field and connect deeply to our inner voices, then what comes through feels very profound, and the sound of truth has its own resonance, which allows us to receive more deeply the messages that we need to hear. So there's an attunement to the frequency of truth. And that's such a beautiful thing that I would not have necessarily said on my own. So I'm very grateful to be able to share this kind of message for you. Angels and guides, what can you share with us about having the confidence to share our gifts? Gifts are like leaves in the wind. They fall from your tree, the tree of life. And there's so many leaves. They're just blowing in the wind all around us. So many gifts that we receive and give and share. We're a community of similar trees with this abundant, free-flowing leaves, foliage, and flora all around. And so as we understand the abundance mindset, the concept of allowing the whole universe to manifest through us and because of us, and knowing that what is calling to you wants you, and what you want is already manifest. That's why you want it. Then you start to be in a flow of understanding that consciousness is everything and all around you and inside of you. And we begin to become directors of our consciousness and our choices. We begin to set intentions, become focused and passionate about the things that most excite us. And when you live from that space, confidence comes through experience, but it also becomes something that's less important to us. You don't need to have confidence to start a podcast. You don't need to have confidence to do a psychic reading for someone. You don't need to have confidence to make an artwork. You don't need to have confidence to share the artwork. You actually can do all those things without confidence. And then through witnessing your own steps of taking action, you become more confident. It is the experiential living of life that develops this concept of confidence. Confidence is actually reliance on love. If you come from a loving place and you give yourself love, your sense of worthiness expands. So worthiness and confidence are linked, and love is the antidote. Love is the program that we want to be operating from. We want to come from love, connect to love, express loving thoughts to ourselves and others. And this will give us confidence as we feel our hearts opening, as we feel these expressive emotions pouring forth, as we are the witness of the process of creation. Confidence becomes an understanding of time and output. You are making things, you are expressing things, that is what you do. And the more you do it, the more you take action, the more confidence becomes easeful. So I encourage you to put confidence aside for a little while and focus instead on setting your intention to come from a place of love and connect with those things which are calling to you and what is passionate for you, what is exciting or interesting, even if it's outside the mainstream or not accepted by those around you. Go into what is calling you and allow yourself that time to connect with yourself, your soul sister, your divine inner self, that guidance that is there for you and you only. No one else can receive the channeled message that you can. So you must take the time to ask, to create space like this where it can come through. And it's up to you to decide how you share it or don't share it. It could just be a message you record for yourself. That often happens to me. But asking your spirit guides and angels, the divine universe, for guidance and support, asking for help, and trusting that you are perfect in this very moment. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnameva Vashishate. This beautiful mantra about perfection. I'll find you the translation, but it just came to mind. Like, we don't realize how perfect we are. There is nothing imperfect about us. We spend so much time in self-criticism. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. I didn't deserve that. Oh, I shouldn't. Well, who's to say? What if we just start from the belief that we are all perfect and our expressions are perfect and there's so much perfection to share? There's more than enough to go around, so we can just keep sharing and not be attached to one particular outcome or one particular output or one event, but understanding that your whole life is going to be a series of creative events and expressions, and feel free to let them all come out and see what they mean. We don't know until we've said it many, many times. So the process of channeling is just coming forward as a great metaphor for looking at one's creative work. We all receive divine messages, and it's up to you to decide what you want to do with it. The message is there for you and many more messages. You can ask questions. It's a conversation. And we operate on so many more levels than the physical body and the tactile dimension that we're so accustomed to. And it's important for us to integrate those knowing awarenesses that we connect with from these different dimensions, bring them back into your body, put them out in some physical form, share with others, and that will help you to learn and understand what you are learning. Angels and guides, is there anything else to share? I just hear, look within, there is a divine message there for you. Look within, my dear ones. All that you seek is inside of you. It is waiting there for you. Divine and perfect, just like the seed of your very soul self. You have come from perfection, and you will always be perfection, and there's nothing to worry about. As you listen to the voice within, it will expand beyond an infinite potential. You will become more than you know now. So allow this process to unfold and listen. Listen carefully, because there are voices in the wind, angels and spirit guides, fairies and elementals calling to you, the energy of this planet, the earth and nature, animals and divine beings are all around, and they have messages to share with you if you will listen. If you would only listen, all the answers you seek would be provided. Work on your hearing. You can hear clearly if you purify your energetic being. Focus on the purification of your mind, your heart, and your energy field. Think about what foods you put into your body, what drinks you drink. How do they support you in listening to your inner guidance? To connect more deeply, we must take better care of ourselves. As you take care, then the care is returned to you with many blessings and much guidance and grace. This divine direction guides you towards yourself. What could be more important than that? Many blessings. Namaste. So thank you for listening. I just wanted to share that this message really came out of a recent call that I did for the Creativity and Consciousness course that I'm currently teaching with a group of wonderful creative people, artists, writers, podcasters. And we had a call with Mark Gober, who is an author of several books. And his first book is called The End to Upside Down Thinking. And I feel that his thought process and his creative process and his spiritual process really inspired us to connect to our inner voices and listen very carefully to what it is that we each have to share. So I've just been so inspired by Mark's work. And in fact, the course name itself and the structure of the course came from contemplating interviewing him. And I got the guidance to create this course called Creativity and Consciousness, which will support people in connecting to their inner creative self, that source inside of you that has a message to express. And it might be in any medium, but there is something that is really wanting to come through you. And if you have that feeling, but you're not sure what it is, or you are a creative, but you haven't yet fully manifested what you would like to do, I feel this course will support you. Also, it creates a beautiful community where we support each other and with weekly exercises to work a little bit outside of our comfort zone and in the light of consciousness and with the perspective of connecting to our higher selves and what message is most meaningful for us to bring through. I just look forward to sharing this course with so many more people. So I've decided to offer this course a second time. The current round will end in December, and then I will start up again in January of 2022. So if you're interested, please reach out to me at bookings@thepsychicartistpodcast.com, or you can go to my website, sarahrossiter.com/creativity. And I will share with you the different ways in which you can be a part of this course. And I will have payment plans to support you if you would like to join. Thank you for listening to the Psychic Artist Podcast. To learn more about me, you can go to sarahrossiter.com, on Facebook at the Psychic Artist Podcast, and on Instagram at srossiterstudio. Thank you for listening, and many blessings.